Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Nate Putterbother, Sports Update. The Cleveland Guardians are in Detroit tonight, hoping to break their current skid. They've lost six of their last seven games and fallen four games back in the AL Central. Buster Griffin is on the mound for Cleveland, taking on the Tigers' Framber Valdez. The Cincinnati Reds are looking to make it back-to-back wins over the White Sox out in Chicago. Rhett Lauder of the Reds is set to take on Chicago's Luis Castillo. First pitch is at 7:40. Catch all the action immediately following the Buckeye Show. Earlier today, nine-time NBA All-Star Russell Westbrook announced his retirement following 18 seasons. He holds the record for most career triple-doubles and finishes fifth all-time in assists. In other NBA news, according to multiple reports, Josh Kushner and Bob Iger are set to purchase the Los Angeles Lakers for a record $12.5 billion. This update is a service of Roosters. Roosters is giving away 12 ultimate Buckeye experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Bringing sports news to Evans and the Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that tee stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
Yes! This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a Wednesday. I am Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy Jay-Z. Justin Zwick in the building tonight as well. With our guy, Nate Dogg. Jay-Z, happy Wednesday to you, my friend, from San Diego, the Midwest, Columbus, Ohio. What's going on, buddy? Good to talk to you.
I feel like we're the Seattle of the Midwest. I mean, what is going on outside?
You
needed
wet.
A rowboat to get down here today, I feel like.
Yeah, very, very wet.
It is not out of control, Mother Nature.
Not ideal.
I haven't golfed yet this week.
Yeah, what's your
what's
problem?
What's going on with that?
Come on, August is supposed to be dry.
Yeah, 90 degrees and dry is the August I remember back in the day when we had camp.
Fairways are supposed to be firm.
Yeah, I mean,
right now.
I should be getting some extra roll on my drive and everything else. And
these guys shouldn't be practicing inside one time.
No, they shouldn't be. I mean, this is out of control. It's supposed to be hot. It's going to be hot when we get to Texas. We need it to be hot and dry right now. And Mother Nature just had other...
In fairness, your ball will probably travel a couple extra yards with the wind.
That's true.
Well, fair. Or come straight back at you.
Yeah, depending on which way the wind is going. And then your balls will definitely plug as well.
Oh, they're definitely... Oh, it's. I don't
We've
even want to look
like
at a golf course.
4.5
right
inches of rain in the last
it's
24
incredible.
Hours.
Incredible. I mean, a lot of people in Columbus are just without power, without internet, without all kinds of stuff that we're just used to. And I feel for them, man. But that storm yesterday, I felt like that was something out of like a Ghostbusters movie where it's just like it went dark in the middle of the day. I'd never seen it. There was like a greenish hue to the sky. It was
spooky.
Like what is happening right now? And then we're supposed to lose gravity today for like 7 seconds. Did you see that?
Oh, is today the day?
Like all kinds of stuff.
I think I saw that like a year ago.
The storm yesterday.
1 year from now August 12th. We're going to lose gravity for 7 seconds. And here's what happens to the world if we lose gravity. I'm like,
we all die is what happens.
A lot of things.
Thankfully, it didn't go down this morning.
Well, I mean, there's still 6 hours left in the day.
I think it was supposed to be like at 10:33.
Oh, Eastern time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we're clear.
It was a specific time. I think we made it through.
Yeah, we're clear. We're good to go.
But anyhow, I wouldn't have been surprised with the way the weather's been this week.
What are you thankful for? I'm thankful that we didn't lose seven seconds of gravity.
Yeah, because... I don't know what would be happening right now.
You know what? Actually,
we'd all be underwater.
It would have fit. It would have fit.
Because the world is spinning at thousands of miles per hour, so that water comes up out of the water.
It's no more water than we have
now. We
wouldn't
be doing the Buckeye Show right now. I'll tell you that much, Brandon.
No, we wouldn't. I don't know if it would be much more water than what we have now in Columbus.
Fair enough.
So an update from yesterday. I was in a bad way yesterday. I told these guys, I'm like, I mean, we were losing power. There was water coming into my basement. Yeah. It was an absolute mess. Spent the whole day just cleaning up water. From my basement. Luckily, daycare was open for the boys. Meredith had her first day of school with students. So Grandview.
Gosh, they're back already.
Is back in action. So I'm like, all of this is happening at once. You know, everything, everywhere, all at once. It's all going down. So like, drop the boys off at daycare, go home, assess the scene. It's like a pretty good amount of standing water, you know, overnight that accumulated. But got the generator rocking and rolling, got fans, got towels. And I would say that probably 95% of the water is now out of my basement.
Oh, good for you.
You know,
so and you are... the one that everybody in the neighborhood hates because you have lights and a generator.
I don't have lights. I just turn.
I just turn the pumps.
I turn the refrigerator, the chest freezer.
There you go.
And the sump pump.
Got to keep the meat frozen.
Yes, and then the fan as well. The industrial fan is rocking and rolling. We got a great show lined up for you here this evening. Obviously, Buckeye's still in camp. We'll go over some news and notes that came out today. Austin Ward, he's going to join us. He'll recap his Woody Wednesday with us. Arthur Smith had the microphone today for the Buckeyes, so we'll check in with Austin at 6:17. Joshua Perry, he's going to react to camp. I saw that he was out there. You and him saw each other last week. So JP's going to join us at 6:30. You'll hear from Arthur Smith at 6:46, and then we'll get into the college football polls coming up at 7 o'clock. Lots of good stuff going on around the country, of course. Jay-Z, I haven't had a chance to talk to you last week since camp. How was it for you Thursday and Friday? What did you glean by being out there?
Man, I'll tell you, it was fun to be back. The first thing I got to see was our guy Bobby Carpenter doing the conditioning test, you know, of course.
Well, he texted me
before practice started.
He texted me on, I think, Tuesday, either Tuesday or Wednesday. And he was like, hey, can you time me? Are you going to be coming out to camp? And I told you, I'm like, you know, the little one wasn't feeling great. And I'm like, I had to stay home with him. So I missed Thursday and Friday. I was able to make it out on Saturday to camp, which was fine. But yeah, he got it done.
He got it done. I didn't count him. You know, I just saw him doing things and I walked over and said hi. And Isaiah was there. He was timing, I think. And then somebody from the fan was filming things, of course.
Yeah, naturally.
Get the slow motion run of Bob going. You know, why not?
Playing but, the Rocky soundtrack.
So that was the first thing I saw. And, you know, but no, getting to practice, I mean, I was really surprised. You know, the first 5 minutes of them being out in the field, they kind of threw out the offensive line. And it was like, oh, you know, because all I've been hearing from Austin and, you know, like they're going to do split fields and, you know, kind of like they have done in the past, not really showing anything. And within the first 5 minutes before they even warmed up, there's Ian Moore at left tackle, Sarveld at right guard. And they're like, okay, they're just throwing this out there.
And then
Friday came and, you know, it kind of went back. but it was kind of like a, oh, goodness, all right, they're showing us what they're trying to, you know, trying to get done here on the offensive line, like right out the gate. So that was pretty cool to see. Edrick Houston, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Like he looked legit, you know, I'm standing on the field in his, you know, in his helmet and everything. Just like, all right, he's put some work in. Like he looks like a real man right now.
Maybe we were a year ahead of ourselves with the Edrick Houston.
Maybe so. But I mean, he had a couple setbacks, you know, last year coming out of camp and then early in the season. So, you know, the excitement grew for me with him. Just because I think if he is somebody that could take over that defensive line or be somebody that we can trust there with the other pieces we have, I think that could be huge for us. So, I mean, he jumped off the field right away. And then, of course, you know, I'm sure you guys have all talked about it. You know, Isaiah West being the kind of the first RB1, if you want to put it that way.
Oh, then it was Jacoby. It was Isaiah.
Well, Jacoby Jackson.
It
was
Isaiah West,
there,
Jacoby Jackson. And then Legend
came on Saturday.
Yeah, Legend wasn't out there the days that you attended camp on Thursday and Friday. But when I was out there, I'm like, oh, now he's working with the first team offense.
Yeah, and that was another big surprising thing because on Thursday, we're like, where's this guy we've been hearing so much about? I don't see him on the field, and it's kind of a surprise. And they answered all that and talked about it, but that was kind of surprising. You know, and I saw Bo and Tavian, you know, having some, you know, handoff issues and whatnot, doing laps around the field, and you know, of course, one was much faster than the other, and I'm like, oh well, I could see why maybe you're there right now with that kind of attitude.
Yeah,
seemingly. You know, that's just from one little thing watching.
That's
me looking at the practicing. I see this happening right now, and I could see maybe why. You know, why that's happening. But I mean, not to take anything from Isaiah West, he's had a great offseason. He's a good player, and you know, other than missing spring, you know, I think he's done everything that he needs to do to be getting those reps right now. So not a finished product by any means, but the first couple of days of camp, you know, just seeing. You know, some of the guys that we had, McEwen was awesome. You know, JJ is, of course, awesome. But Julian threw the ball really well, as expected, you know, with no shoulder pads on and really no rush in his face kind of stuff. But
as he should.
Yeah, as he should. And we expect him to do that. Even when he gets the pads on and the guys in front of him, we still expect him to do that. But, yeah, it was just a good first couple of days of practice, seeing the guys back out on the field. It was a lot of fun to be out there.
All right, so some news to go over in Buckeye land. We always keep note of the black stripes, the black stripe removals. Jay Timmons shed his today. Jay Timmons has been making a lot of headway as well. Here you go. Love that. All right, so we got one of those, which is good to go. Jay Timmons now the third freshman for Ohio State, and Austin talked about him a lot on Monday and Tuesday, how he could be a playmaker. You know, is he going to supplant someone for a starting role? I don't know. We'll find out, but it's always good to have depth, especially in the defensive backfield. So he shed his stripe today. The other two freshmen did it in spring, Chris Henry Jr. and Brock Boyd. Mm-hmm. Brock Boyd had some nice things said to him today from Brandon Innes. Yes. Brandon Innes was like gushing about Brock Boyd. Yeah. So
he was the first out of the three to lose his black stripe, I believe.
He was.
You know, back in spring, was like, oh, hold on, we got another freshman receiver who's losing his black stripe. You know, this
wasn't the one that came with all the pomp and circumstance and hype.
Yeah, you know, so that's cool to see. I think Brock Boyd is going to be somebody that's going to make some plays for us this year. You know, maybe not early on, but as the season goes on and they continue to trust in him more, get him on that field. But, Chris Henry, gosh, he's so big. Mm-hmm. He's putting on a lot of weight. You can tell he's kind of filling out a little bit. Like, he's going to be something. McEwen was great. You know, Brock made some plays, and he's continued to make plays. It's exciting. They got a lot of dudes, I hate to even think that we're going to be able to, replace everything that we lost. But we did that last year. It's kind of the same thing with Indiana. Like, can you do it a third year? Can you replace all these guys again? And, you know, just from a first couple of practices, it looks like they have all the athletic ability they want on the field.
They were flying around, man.
Yeah. James Smith looked like a refrigerator. When I first saw him, like, this dude.
A big one, too.
A big one. A Viking, if you want to go there.
Yeah, a Viking.
But, this guy looks like he's going to take up plenty of room in the middle of that defensive line. And then you got Kenyatta, Epi, a freshman, on the end as well. And Quay. There's so many that they can go to. It was really a good first couple of days for me, anyways. I didn't get to see when they put the pads on. Because things definitely change once you put some pads on.
Oh, yeah, they're popping.
But, yeah, very excited about what I saw the first couple days.
Austin Ward, he's going to join us. He'll recap his Woody Wednesday with us coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and, of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more, and the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trusted. Visit CareSource.com.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites, carefully pack everything up, and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Do you feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 24 days. Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band Command Center, and the Ohio State Home Locker Room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized RICO dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Yeah, the moisture just keeps on coming to central Ohio. We're going to carry a pretty high chance of rain, even a couple of thunderstorms overnight. Tonight into Thursday morning across central Ohio, low temperatures around 67. On Thursday, some fog early, then a 40% chance of rain and storms, highs in the middle 80s. On Friday, the chance of rain and storms goes even higher with high temps in the 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Homer.
Are we drinking the Scarlet and Gray Kool-Aid? You bet we are. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with our guy Jay-Z, Justin Zwick, this evening. Right now we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Checking with a guy who's going to be on with me tomorrow from 6 to 8. He's the Commissioner, Austin Ward. A-Ward Sports, happy Wednesday to you. A Woody Wednesday, perhaps. What's going on, buddy? How did the Woody treat you earlier today?
Fantastic. Great to be back in there. First official Woody Wednesday of the 2026 season. You know, Buckeyes kicked off the training camp last Thursday, so now they've got a full week under their belts. Good to be in there. Good to hear from Arthur Smith. Had Brandon Innes and Carson Hensman as well. And I think people have probably seen a lot of Carson Hensman's comments already. I asked him afterwards, I said, I don't know if the quarterback's going to be real thrilled with you comparing him to a young French girl when he arrived on campus, but he said, well, he speaks his mind, and he said he'll deal with the consequences. They've got a great relationship, and I think that's another sign of, you know, some of the tight-knit bond that these veterans on offense have right now.
Yeah, I think when your offensive line's giving you shots like that, mm-hmm. that's a good thing, because they feel comfortable enough that they can do that and know you're going to just kind of let that roll off your shoulders and kind of laugh at it. And I'm sure Julian will have something for him the next time that he speaks. What did it look like at practice? Or did you get to go to practice today? Did we see anything, or you just had availability, right?
Yeah, just availability afterwards, Jay-Z. So, you know, tighten it back up now. We don't have the schedule for next week quite yet, but I won't be surprised if those first three practices are all we see with, you know, Texas on the horizon now, I'm just a little over a month away. Similar to last year at this time, even with that opener and a tune-up opportunity before Texas, I don't know that, you know, Ohio State's going to want to have too many prying eyes around, and I can understand that fully. As long as we can continue to get some progress updates from coaching staff, and tomorrow we will have that from Matt Patricia and three transfers on defense, which I think is pretty interesting, you know, how they, you know, have gone through the selection process for who's going to talk. You've got John Walker, James Smith, and Quay Rasaw, in addition to Matt Patricia. So I think that will be a pretty good group, just as, you know, as today was. It was a little bit of the opposite for the offense when you have veterans like Brandon Innes and Carson Hensman. We were supposed to talk to Austin Saraveld as well, but I think he had, you know, something else going on, couldn't make it to that. But, you know, so that wasn't a huge news day, Jay-Z. I think it is all towards, you know, building up towards that weekend and what I think will be a scrimmage-like day on Saturday with the Buckeyes scheduled for a day off on Sunday, and Ryan Day will talk after that one. So, you know, I think that could be, you know, some of the movement time, moving day, a traditional golf moving day on Saturday could be the same thing for the depth chart for the Buckeyes.
Anything groundbreaking from you from Arthur Smith today, earlier, Austin?
I thought it was interesting, Beamer, that the way, well, there were a lot of things that were interesting. It's a Three Thoughts Thursday on a Wednesday night. He's in command at all times, and that shouldn't be a surprise as anybody. Like, you know, people tried to ask questions about, you know, what happened with the tempo last year, what happened with the red zone, what we saw in the first three practices, and he's like, you guys, must have me confused with somebody else. I've been an NFL head coach. I'm not going to go down any road that I'm not, I don't want to. Now, he didn't say that directly, but he sort of,
he wasn't like Todd Monken yesterday saying that.
It wasn't as direct as Todd Monken. It was more good natured. It was delivered with a smile. It was like, you know, I'm not going to get got by this. You know, I've been dealing with the NFL media for decades. This is not going to work on me, which I thought was actually, I thought it was amusing and endearing. It was like, you have someone who's got that head coach credibility and cachet and understanding of what it takes to be in Ryan Day's shoes. And even at the highest level at the NFL, in the NFL ranks. And he's like, I know what this job entails, and I'm going to give you guys some stuff that you can use. And when you pry for more, you're not going to get very far. And I appreciate that, because when you watch Arthur Smith at practice, when you see the conversations with Matt Patricia, and you see Ryan Day and this ability to float around in that CEO role that we talk about a lot, it's remarkable to watch this coaching staff operate on the field, off the field, press conference setting. You can tell why Arthur Smith was the pick, why Ryan Day wanted him. And then you get into the on-field impact, and, you know, he's talking about digging into the archives to find any way that he possibly can to use Jeremiah Smith. And so now you've got Matt Patricia with his, you know, defensive Bible encyclopedia. You've got Arthur Smith digging through the archives to find a variety of ways to use Jeremiah. We saw glimpses of that in those first three practices, and, you know, moving around slot, going in motion, you know, potential to come out of the backfield and do a number of different things. And he talked about, you know, Derrick Henry and some of the best players that he's coached. And, like, you get those players the ball as much as you possibly can. It's a little bit different with a wide receiver than someone you just turn around and hand it to, like he did when he had Derrick Henry in the Titans backfield. But the same thing applies. You do anything you can to maximize the talent available to you. And I think that he's been hard at work on that for the last several months.
He's also somebody that hasn't been hard at work at doing interviews. This is probably what, the first or second time that you've been able to talk to him. What did you have loaded for him the first time you got to ask him a question, you know, as he's coming in and being available for the first time?
Yeah, I think, Jay-Z, I'm mainly just, you know, curious about what he's going to do in the red zone. I think that's the most important part of his job. Pretty much, I say this, I guess, half seriously, you know, with what Ohio State has to work with in terms of personnel, and with Ryan Day still being around, it seems to me like almost any offensive coordinator is going to be able to move the ball between the 20s and have some success there. When you're dealing with the finest margins in trying to win talent-equated matchup games for hardware, you have to punch those drives in when you get inside there. That's not new. That's football at every single level, but that's where Ohio State fell short last year. And, you know, it's not like Arthur Smith's going to hand over the game plan for how he's going to solve that. But I think that the same thing for the archives applies with Jeremiah Smith as it does in the red zone and in short yardage situations. Like, you can go back and look at what Ryan Day himself did in those first couple years at Ohio State and using his wide receivers and moving them around and sending them in motion and, you know, capitalizing on the talent advantage with good scheme in a way that, you know, quite frankly, the Buckeyes didn't when they had to against Indiana and Miami. And the season would have looked a lot different if they had against the Hoosiers specifically. So that's all part of it. You know, there was the one spring press conference with that. There was the, you know, meet and greet with the staff before camp started over at Roosters. And, you know, that's sort of where my mind goes with him. And I think he's very well aware that that's how the success or failure of his first year at Ohio State, you know, will be judged.
How are you, or what are you going to ask Matt Patricia when you see him tomorrow, Austin?
I just like a hug, man. Mm-hmm.
He was giving him out.
He's giving him out. Go ahead, one.
he's very good at that. No, I think the situation is different on offense and defense, which I find really interesting, where we can't really ask Matt Patricia when do you need to make a decision on the defensive line? When do you have a depth chart that you hand out, you nail down in the secondary?
He'll just say, no, I'm good.
Well, he'll say, no, I'm good. And also, I think he would give a reason for that, which is if this team is going to play 17, 18, 19 guys on defense the way that, you know, we saw them rotate in those first three practices. And maybe it won't be that way for every game. Maybe it'll be, it'll definitely be contingent on who the exact opponents are. But, you know, I think you can see different roles for different players, and that makes it harder to, you know, for anybody to look at a traditional depth chart for Ohio State, because frankly, they don't need one, and I don't think that they will use one in the conventional fashion. So, you know, it gets more interesting. It gets more open-ended in that way with Matt Patricia about who can push their way into the rotation. You know, how many players can you actually realistically play throughout the course of the season? I think that is, you know, more interesting than, you know, asking Arthur Smith if they're still on that timeline to nail down the offensive line by Saturday or early next week. You know, they don't have to. Matt Patricia doesn't have to do that. James Laurinaitis, Larry Johnson, Tim Walton, that career, they don't have to do that. And I don't think that they will. And so that's just a very different dynamic. And I think we can all agree from what we've seen from year one and now heading into year two with Matt Patricia, that he will also use any talent that is available to him and search for any schematic edge he can get with those guys. And I do think that this defense has more depth available to it, if not the same first round high end talent. You know, the individual ceiling a year ago was almost certainly higher, but the collective holistic depth is probably better.
I heard a rumor floating around today that you're getting a warm-up match in on Friday before Sunday's match. Is that, can you confirm or deny that?
I didn't know you had a Sunday match.
it's more like a trip to the range. Jay-Z and I have had success in this outing before. It's separate from the tour, so it is not a warm-up match. We just go out there and we support Roosters, a fun casual joint, and their foundation. And sometimes we win and sometimes we don't, but we are the defending champion. So I think we'd like to do that if we can, but Nicole and Eric and everybody out there run a great event, and we're hoping that the weather holds off for Nicole. I know she's worried about it. But you know, if that gives me a chance to get a little rust off Beamer from, you know, not playing for the last several weeks since I got back from the state up north.
I forgot maybe about that.
Maybe that helps for Sunday because I haven't played in a while, and football season is here. And I know that you and I need to be locked in, because I really want Adam King to have to answer questions about a book that he read on air for good content.
Everyone wants that. Buddy, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us here this evening. I'll see you tomorrow for a Three Thoughts Tuesday on a Thursday, all right?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
There he goes. Austin Ward with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. From one great person to another, Joshua Perry, he's going to react to all things Buckeye Camp with us coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade, all available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best damn radio show in the land. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with our guy Jay-Z, Justin Zwick, this evening. I want to let you know that we here on The Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. We head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Check with our great friend. He is Joshua Perry. JP, long time, buddy, since we've been able to chat. How's everything going? Is your house still standing? How'd the weather treat you yesterday?
So I was out of town for the storms.
Okay.
House is still standing. Got back this afternoon, so Everything's good. No branches in the yard, so feel pretty good about that. I was driving from Bloomington to Ann Arbor yesterday through some of these storms, and there came a point on this drive where it was raining sideways, upside down, whichever way. I couldn't see at all. Like, and it was crazy because before the rain hit, the sky got dark like it was night. It was the wildest thing. So survived the drive, ended up in the bad place up north, escaped there earlier this afternoon, so we're feeling good.
Well, that's good. I had, driving through that yesterday.
Yeah, no thanks.
Sitting in the office, I don't think I had ever seen it that dark outside at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was pretty wild. So glad you made it safely. Had the pleasure running into you last week at Ohio State's camp on Thursday, I believe it was. What were you able to take away? What were your first initial thoughts on seeing the guys out there on the field?
You know how it goes the early parts of camp. Like, not a ton to take away. They look the part, and I think that's huge coming into it. Julian, for example, bulked up his frame a little bit. I think that's going to be big for him. You had a whole bunch of guys that looked like a legitimate outfit, which you don't see every place you go. So I was pleased to see that. Super organized. I love the fact that you have, guys with NFL backgrounds all across this coaching staff, and it shows up in the way that they practice and ultimately in the way that they're going to prepare during the season. And Ryan Day's talked about this. I think it's a great point to bring up about having NFL guys around is guys in that league are so used to winning close games that come down to plays late. And at Ohio State, traditionally, like you're pretty comfortable just blowing teams out. And knowing what they've got with the schedule this year, I think that they're trying to get the players comfortable with the idea that maybe you're not going to blow everybody out, but you're going to have to make big plays late in the game, and the coaches are going to have them prepared for that, which excites me. I'm going to go back out there tomorrow, see how they've progressed over a week of camp. Like, it's wild to say a week feels like a long time in training camp. But if you've ever been in training camp, a week feels like a year. So there's a lot of strides that can be made.
I feel like especially since they, checked into the hotel, right? On Monday, I think they did. Mm-hmm. I feel like once you get there, then it becomes, all right, well, a week is a year. And then, a month all of a sudden becomes 10 years. So, it'll be fascinating to see. I'm interested to hear what you're going to take away after going to tomorrow's camp as we check in with Joshua Perry here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I don't want to just move past you driving from Bloomington to Ann Arbor. What did you take away from the reigning national champions, the Indiana Hoosiers, and then yesterday into this morning from the Michigan Wolverines?
Those cheaters up north.
Not anymore. They fired
them. They're not
cheating now. Allegedly.
So allegedly. I'll start with Indiana. I mentioned Ohio State looking the part, and I've been to Indiana training camps in many years, and even including last year. Like, that was a team where you looked at the guys and you're like, I'm not exactly sure how they're going to match up. Like, on the lines of scrimmage, maybe they weren't as big. Defensive line lacked a little bit of length, didn't have like big dominating wide receivers or big guys in the secondary. A couple years ago, we go over there and Cignetti pulls us off to the side and he points at D'Angelo Pons, who's all of 5'8" and is like, that's the best ball player we have.
He's a stud.
And at the time. Yeah, and he was a stud, but at the time we didn't know any better. We're like, well, if that's your best ball player, you guys are screwed. So we know that he can develop players, and we know that like he knows what he's doing as a coach. But now you add in this idea of looking at their D-line, and they've got guys that have elite length and good bulk, and they've got bigger DBs now, and they've got multiple wide receivers that are 6'1", 6'2", even 6'3", that they're rolling out there. So I think they're going to be different team, obviously, but I think from a physical standpoint, they're going to match up a lot better. And then you pair that with the scheme, it puts them in a good spot. Josh Hoover, I'll be interested to see what his progression's like, because I think early in the season, there might be some growing pains. He's not as big as Fernando. He's a shorter guy. I think he's a more fluid athlete, but maybe not as good of a straight line runner as Fernando. And he has the confidence that he can fit tight windows, which means that every once in a while, he's going to throw the ball in harm's way. So I think his progression might be a little bit slower, but they got a good ramp up because they don't play anybody tough in the non-con. In terms of Michigan, like what they look like on the lines of scrimmage, right? Like look like a big time outfit, like what they have in the secondary. I question their linebackers defensively. I think their running back room is going to be really good. Andrew Marsh was out, so I didn't get to see him, but they've got this guy Buchanan who transferred in from Utah, who I think is going to be a good wide receiver for them. And then the Underwood question, like, saw some really good plays out of him. I also saw some plays where it's like, I don't know how much better this guy's gotten. So I think this time in training camp is going to be huge for him. And if you could build a quarterback in a lab, I think you'd want to build that guy. I mean, he's got every physical attribute that you want. So the game's going to have to click for him. That coaching staff is going to be much better than what it was a year ago, right? Like, they've got a coach who's like a real adult who is a football guy and is only focused on football. And I think that makes a big difference. Their offensive coordinator, Jason Beck, is really good. I got to catch up with him a little bit. I think he's got great ideas for that offense. So I see improvement for them. I'm not sure that they're, you know, a playoff team this year, but certainly they're going to be a better football team than what we saw a year ago.
All right, so you saw Indiana, Michigan the last couple of days. You saw Ohio State last week. Just off the eye test of what you think, looking out on the field, saying, ah, I mean, you talked about Ohio State. Hey, they looked the part. Did the other schools look the part that as much as Ohio State did?
So I think Ohio State they have edges, right? Like, I think they've got the single best player in America. I think they've got the edge at the quarterback position. I do have questions when it comes down to, you know, the running backs, for example. Like, Indiana's running back group, I think, is going to be deep, and those guys run really angry. Michigan's got three guys that can go. I think Ohio State running back group is good, but both of those guys were banged up in spring, so maybe there's a little bit of ground they have to make up there. I like the veteran nature of the offensive line at Ohio State, but I think that they know it's a little bit of a prove-it situation, especially when it comes down to week two. And then defensively, like, I take their personnel, but probably you look around and you see some more experience in other places. So I think roster edge is always going to go to Ohio State. I think coaching staff, you love what Ryan Day has done. You like the staff that he's built. I think it's hard to bet against Cignetti's staff. I think Michigan's got a good staff, but they would slot in at third in that equation there. And so then you look to the intangibles a little bit. And I think probably edge Indiana there, just with the continuity they've had in the program throughout the offseason and Cignetti and the confidence that he brings there. I think there's the question, especially on defense, about, you know, just new faces and getting accustomed to that. So it'll be interesting. Like, I think Ohio State is probably the team out of those three. I really like Oregon if we want to throw them in there, but I haven't seen them in preseason. But I think Ohio State's the team there, but I think that the gap between them and Indiana is going to be unique, because I do think there's a little bit of a gap, but I'm curious how big it is. And then I think there's a gap between them and Michigan for sure, but Michigan's going to be a better team this year.
JP, where do you come down, speaking of the Wolverines, about, you know, the Bryce Underwood comments yesterday about the Ohio State-Michigan game? You know, it's just another game. They're just wearing different color jerseys. And then, of course, what Kyle Whittingham said. Just your thoughts. You've played in the game. You've won a lot of those games. I believe you won all of those games, if I'm not mistaken. You are part of the 4-0 club. Just your thoughts on overall how that is being handled.
So me personally, like, me, the rivalry guy, I hate it, right? Like, I want them to be like, man, I hate those guys. I hate everything they do. I hate the jerseys. It's not just another game. It's everything in the world. I was talking to Jake Budd about this because I saw him when I was in Ann Arbor, and he was like feeling the type of way about it too. He's like, I don't really love that. And we both came to the conclusion, yeah, we don't love it, but none of it matters if you win the game, right? Like if Kyle Whittingham can put together a couple wins up there, nobody's going to be talking about those comments. Now, if they go out there in this first one and they lose, they're going to be looking at the coach and the quarterback, which they'd have looked at anyway, but they're going to be like, these guys don't really get it, right? So I think it all comes down to results, unfortunately. Like, it's good offseason fodder for us, but like, when you win, like, you get to say whatever you want to say, and you're going to be right about it.
Buddy, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us here this evening. Have a great day over at camp tomorrow. I know Jay-Z's looking forward to seeing you, and we will check in again soon, all right?
All right. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
There he goes. Our good friend Joshua Perry with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. New offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, he spoke to the media a little bit earlier today. You're going to hear from him coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
America's largest custom home builder, Schumacher Homes, believes a top quality home should be affordable for everyone in the Buckeye State. We work with the leading architects to bring you the latest in design, and then you have the ability to make changes. Not just selecting finishes, but moving walls, adding rooms, literally customizing anything from the ground up. It's a misconception that custom homes have to be expensive. We work within your budget to build an amazing home on your land. Visit SchumacherHomes.com or any of our 9 Ohio locations.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
The Reds are on the Fans' family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3.
Come on over to Heartland. Join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, 2-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
If you still have a weird rash from jumping in Mirror Lake, we can be friends. This is the Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with our guy Jay-Z, Justin Zwick, in the house this evening. Did you see your Browns news a little bit earlier?
Let's go, baby. Super Bowl.
Did you see it?
Did Deshaun, they name him starter?
You know, they named him starter for the week one preseason game.
That's good. I mean, he's a vet. He should get the first nod. And we've paid him $280 billion, so we might as well get something out of him
around
a preseason
there.
game. So, you know.
He will start the Browns opener against the Bears on Saturday. Shador will start the team's second preseason game at home against the Bills.
Did you see mocking the other day? They're like, yeah, you said Deshaun was much better. Don't you put that on.
He said, like, thank you for trying to, what was his exact term he used? He's like, thanks for the quote, but I'm not trying to get in to stir that blank around.
Yeah, that blank, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I like
him a lot. We'll see what happens this year, but I think he's just an old school football coach.
It's kind of what you need.
I'm all for it. I love it. Now, you know.
Is he going to get his fair shake? I don't know. That's a whole different question.
I mean, but if you're him, like, you want to win, you want to give that team the best chance to win. And if that's how it goes, that's how it goes, unfortunately.
Yeah. So our fan poll a couple of days ago, or maybe it was last night, was would you start Deshaun now, name him as the starter, start Shador now, name him as the starter, or would you want them competing all the way up through camp? I'm like, pretty sure you want them to be competing. Yeah. I mean, I know and I understand that there's values to naming a starting quarterback and those guys getting the most reps. Understand that how that is valuable. But also, if you don't know which one is going to be better, like, you want those guys out there competing.
You want to pick the one who is bad less. I guess is the way the quarterback competition in Cleveland's going. Just don't make us look like idiots if we pick you.
I'm not saying who's the best, but who looks a little bit better
not as bad.
Yeah, better than worst.
Yeah.
This guy.
So we're gonna troll, we're gonna run him out there for the first snap in the preseason.
So there you go. You get a little Deshaun to look forward
to
on Saturday afternoon. I'll be watching that game for sure. Arthur Smith, what?
Yep.
Checked in with the media a little bit earlier today. Here he was talking about his offensive operation and how he wants it to be run clean.
It's all logistics. You know, when you're subbing guys in and out, or if, you know, a guy comes out, like, you got to be clean, because that, you know, once they put that ball down, they wind that play clock quick, and we want to be clean operating, and you want to be able to change up the pace, and sometimes tempo is on the ball, and then cadence is a weapon. You just, people have, I mean, everybody's got the same analytics, or they can use AI now, whatever it is, they have the same numbers, but if you're consistently snapping, whatever, what you're doing, you're snapping the ball at 2 seconds, those guys are going to pin their ear back for one, if you're late in the shot clock every time. So that's a game, you got to study yourself and be able to, those are games within the games. When you have a quarterback like Julian, he can handle that stuff, and really the whole offense, it's not just him. I mean, it's everybody's got to operate. And they're trying to do the same thing on defense. I mean, they're doing that certain formation. They may check out of a pressure. They may check to this coverage, depending on what you're playing. And those are the games. I call them the games within the games. There's so much happening at the line of scrimmage. Even if you're trying to be simple, I mean, the other sides, I mean, they catch up too. And so that's what makes Julian unique.
Clean operation. A lot going on for Julian Sand in that offense.
Yeah, there is. But, I mean, just hearing Arthur talk, you know, the couple of times that he has, like, we want to be tough. You know, it all starts with toughness. It starts with, like, we want to be clean in and out. Like, he's a pro, and, like, he wants it to be done that way. I think he was probably pleasantly surprised in his first meeting with Julian. He's like, this kid's picking some stuff up here pretty quickly, and he understands what I'm saying, and I'm talking at a high level football talk.
Let's throw the book at him now.
And he's not flinching, you know, so I think, you know, he's probably pretty excited about that, because that just opens up a lot of what he probably wants to bring. And, you know, just being able to put that on the quarterback. Last year he had a Hall of Famer, Aaron Rodgers. You know, like, you can put anything you want on Aaron Rodgers and he's going to understand it.
Aaron Rodgers is probably putting more on you.
Yeah, he's probably bringing more to you than anything. And
more
Julian,
ways than one.
I don't know that Julian is that way yet, but he might be a guy who's like, hey, I saw this. What do you think about that? You know, like, I feel like there's that those types of conversations that are able to be had with Julian, with Arthur, with Ryan, you know, Billy Fessler. Like, you know, I think it's not just him getting coached. I think he's probably involved in it, if that makes sense. And
just like what we were talking about Caleb Downs last year.
Yes, right? Exactly. Coach on the field. You know, like, they knew they could tell him something and he was going to remember it. He was going to put it into play and he was going to get the guys in the right spot. So I think there's a lot of that with Arthur coming here with Julian, just saying, like, we got a second year guy. He was really good his first year. Like, we can put more on his plate and really become a coach on the field. And I think early on this year, and in camp, you've kind of seen Julian will pull somebody over to the side and talk to his receivers, like, about what he wants or what he's seeing or what he expects. And, you know, that's just the next level of quarterback play. And when you
didn't
come
see
back,
that last year.
No, you didn't see it last year. I mean, this time last year, we didn't know who the starter was going to be, right?
No,
you know, it's like, all right, we got this kid who throws the ball just a little bit different than everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, like, gosh, could we harness that? Is he too young? And then he wasn't, and he came out, had a great year, and so they're going to put even more on his plate this year. And Ryan talked about that last year. We could have put more on his plate early on, first game of the year. Hey, we could have done more with him, but we didn't want to.
Didn't need to.
And when I think they brought him along slowly, which only helps a quarterback. And, you know, if you're able to just not throw him in the fire and be like, hey, expect you to know everything. Like, we're going to bring you along slowly because we understand what you are right now. But this is a different year, and they're going to expect a lot out of him, and I think he's ready for it.
Arthur Smith got here in the springtime. Obviously, fast forward about, I don't know, 6 or so months, and now they're in fall camp. How has the offense looked compared to where they were at in spring?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always unknown, you know, any new job, and obviously, even if you're returning every season, there, you know, things that are going to come up, right? It's kind of life. But these guys have been awesome. You know, the progress we've made from spring, now we started camp. We just got to keep stacking these days. These guys are competing. I mean, we got a lot of depth and we got a lot of competition, which is an awesome thing to have.
And then also more specifically about where Julian has grown in this time.
Yeah, he continues to impress. You know, he doesn't feel like a young player to me because he sees the game so well. He understands football. He's so smart. Sometimes I have to pull him back to be like, hey, look, you got to let everybody else catch up to you. You know, we talk about one thing and he's ready to. But that's a great problem to have. Super impressed with him. He understands how to play quarterback and understands the game.
Hey, wait a minute. You're going a little bit too fast now.
Slow down for everybody else. Let him catch up a little bit.
That's a pretty nice compliment for someone to say.
That's probably one of the best compliments you could get as a quarterback. You know, like, hey, you got to let the rest of the offense, you know, get up to your speed here, but help them. And now you understand you can help them, you know, bring it along in their speed, and you know how to talk to these guys and what they're, you know, it's just a really nice piece to have, especially for a first time offense coordinator coming into college. Like, all right, you're giving me this guy.
It's been like this forever.
I know. Yeah,
down here.
Oh, is this what college quarterbacks are like? I could have done this a long time ago. It's like, no, that's not what everybody's like. That's what Julian Sain is like.
Yeah. It seems like a pretty good place to be. What about having all the weapons that they have at Ohio State?
First off, we have an awesome staff and our players. I mean, they're very smart. You want to do multiple things. I mean, that's always a fine line, is how much you got to get good at something. But then when you're able to use players in different spots and you get this kind of competition, and you know, we don't have many mental errors, and that's usually a sign as you're going through camp about how much you put in. You know, you're just watching every day and assessing, like, hey, do we need to pull back? And that has not been the case with these guys.
They always talk about the 1%, right? Being 1% better. The mental errors are a huge part in that. If Ohio State can eliminate those mental errors this year, then you feel like the roster, the coaching staff, everything put in place is going to be playing deep into the month of January.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, and, you know, we've got some big games on the road, too. So it's just like playing clean, being good with your cadence. I mean, I love the cadence talk out of him. Like, well, if we're snapping the ball at 2 seconds, they know when the clock is. Like, they know they're coming after us.
Cadence sounded awesome, too, by the way. Like, I was close to him on Saturday with him and Carson Hinsman, mm-hmm. and, like, he has quite control of that cadence.
I think that's probably one thing that Arthur was able to bring, like, watch Aaron Rodgers do this, because I think Aaron is really good at the cadence and at trying to get people to jump or just switching things up. And
through,
like,
the TV, you can hear it.
It's something that, you know, you kind of just get into a thing. And with quarterbacks, like in college, like, you hated going on two because you knew somebody was going to jump. And it's like, all right, guys, we're doing this. We're going on two. Yeah, you know, but you get that, and then somebody, and then, you know, the coaches are all over you. Yeah. You know, so, like, I love that Arthur's talking about that early on in camp, because that is a huge weapon that you can use on these guys.
We're going to go on one getting, every play.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what it was, because we just either on the quick or on one, you know, like, that's what the guys were good with. As soon as you started, you never went on three.
We're going to skip two and go right to three.
I mean, yeah, you don't want to go to three, because you're definitely getting somebody to jump, whether it's a receiver, somebody who shouldn't even be. They're just watching the ball, and it's like, what are you doing?
I thought the ball was going to move.
Exactly. You know, so, I mean, like, that is a huge part of it. And if you can get that kind of stuff clean early in camp, like it sounds like, you know, Julian and the offense has, like, that's just another weapon you can use during the season.
One Power Four's team's roster is just full of a bunch of nobodies. We'll do that in the Pulse coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Take your business to the next level. Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening. I'm Nate Putterball, their sports update. The Cleveland Guardians are in Detroit tonight, hoping to break their current skid. They've lost 6 of their last 7 games and fallen 4 games back in the AL Central. Buster Griffin is on the mound for Cleveland, taking on the Tigers' Framber Valdez. The Cincinnati Reds are looking to make it back-to-back wins over the White Sox out in Chicago. Rhett Lauder of the Reds is set to take on Chicago's Luis Castillo. First pitch is at 7:40. Catch all the action immediately following the Buckeye Show. Earlier today, 9-time NBA All-Star Russell Westbrook announced his retirement following 18 seasons. He holds the record for most career triple-doubles and finishes 5th all-time in assists. In other NBA news, according to multiple reports, Josh Kushner and Bob Iger are set to purchase the Los Angeles Lakers for a record $12.5 billion. This update is a service of Roosters. Roosters is giving away 12 ultimate Buckeye experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Bringing sports news to Evans and the Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hour number 2 of the program for us here on a Wednesday. Thanks everybody for tuning in, for listening, for watching. Always enjoy the YouTube chat. Chase saying, is it done raining yet? I don't know. I haven't looked outside, but is it ever going
to
be done raining?
I don't think here? It's ever going to stop.
I think we're just in a perpetual rain all the time.
We are now the Seattle of the Midwest.
What is it? Yeah, we've just moved a little bit north.
Yeah, we went north a little bit.
What's it looking like tomorrow? What's tomorrow looking like?
Chance of rain.
Thursday
night, I think we get rain tomorrow night.
Why am I in Charlotte?
That's a good question. I think tomorrow night the rain comes and it's out of here early Friday morning.
22%.
That's not bad.
Tomorrow. 24% for the rest of the night. So I think we're okay. I'm looking at the radar. It looks like everything is out east now, out like Pataskala. So we might be okay for this evening and for tomorrow.
My yard really needs mowed.
I'm
supposed
too.
To happen on Monday, and I'm hoping tomorrow maybe I'll be able to get out there without any water seeping up through as I walk.
So before it rained earlier on this afternoon, I was out running around getting gas, and there was a lady in my neighborhood. She was out mowing her grass, and it needed to be mowed probably more than ours needed to be mowed, and she was having a heck of a time pushing this mower. I'm like, it is so wet in that grass, but it was like trying to pull something up a hill. Like,
I bet.
I mean, she was getting nowhere. Almost to the point where I'm like, that mower blade, I don't even know if it's turning.
Yeah, you're doing right more now. Harm to your mower and yard yeah. by trying to mow right now.
I mean, that was definitely a workout. It's going to be the same thing for me when I'll be able to get out there. But who
finally,
knows?
I know. It's incredible. And that grass just keeps growing.
Oh, it's not going to stop.
Soppy.
Not going to stop anytime soon. Nate, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, Dabo's whining again.
Oh, what? No, get out of here.
Clemson's having a little rough time. They, of course, finished with less than 8 wins last year. They're only ranked 23rd in the coaches' poll.
They shouldn't even be there.
Dabo had a media opportunity today and was asked if anyone was standing out at practice so far. And he said, everybody's just working. We're just a bunch of nobodies. We'll see if anybody becomes a somebody as we play some games.
That guy loves a microphone in front of his face.
He does. He just won't stop talking sometimes.
I'll give him that. I understand the sentiment. You know, I get that from Dabo. We're just a bunch of nobodies here at practice. We'll see if anybody becomes somebody when the game starts going. I mean, that's motive, trying to motivate his team to work harder in
camp.
When
he talks a little bit about, last year we should have been a national championship because we were picked to do this and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they were
so
seven
I understand
they
where
were
he's coming from.
Yeah,
and then they went out and had a 7-6 year. So, I mean, I kind of understand where he's coming from. He's probably trying to light a little bit of a fire, like, hey, we're getting no respect. You know, blah, blah, blah. Let's go out and earn it on the field. But the guy just whines a lot.
This year, just comes across none of y'all going to pick us when he was speaking at Media Days. Ain't none of y'all going to say anything good about us. I've been dead. I'm gone. I think I'm still here, all right? But it's not about that neither. It never has been. If it was about what people predicted, I would have been gone a long time ago, all right? It's about what you do. That's what it's about. You know, we didn't do the football stuff well enough last year. You know, we got everything we need. We don't make excuses. We're going to get what we earn this year, and that's what we're focused on, doing what it takes to earn the results what we want. That is a whole...
We don't make any excuses until we make a bunch of excuses.
Thank you very much. I was going to say, that's a whole lot of words to say absolutely nothing.
And they had like 2 or 3 guys on the ACC, like... First team list, maybe like a couple players of the year candidates.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, throw some flowers out to your guys.
Come on, man.
Like, we have trash on this team.
Our guys are trash.
I can't believe
We're not going to win a game.
I can't believe we have these guys on our team.
I can't believe I'm still here.
I know.
I can't believe I haven't been fired yet. I tell you what, I'm in a group chat with a couple of Clemson fans. It's like a 20-person group chat. I haven't met half of these guys in my life. And there's a couple of them that are Clemson fans. You should see the stuff that is said about Dabo Swinney in that group chat.
Dude, the fans don't like
him? They're out on him.
Oh, they're out.
Oh, they're out. Totally out.
Is it the way I talk about Zach Taylor?
Maybe with a little more ferocity.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty grim stuff when Clemson loses three games in a row. Nobody's having a good time down in Clemson land. I'll tell you that much. Nate, what else you got for us tonight?
Speaking of people maybe being down on Clemson, USA Today put out their list of coaches on the hot seat. And Dabo is on the list. He is under the "they're fine, but keep an eye on" portion.
It is pretty wild to think that. I mean, this is a guy who's won two national championships, and there for a while, they were just rolling out draft picks, All-Americans, like just on a generational heater. And then it all stopped. Like, I mean, a couple of years ago in the first 12-team playoff, Clemson made it, right? Didn't they?
Barely. Backdoored their way in.
And then it was just poof. Like, it was gone.
David
Copperfield. Kind of like the SEC. Strange. Once NIL started, just like the SEC, Clemson started to suck.
How about that? And then Dabo was all about, we're not getting into the NIL stuff.
We're not getting into the transfer portal.
We don't want to do the portal. We don't want to just buy players. You might want to start.
Yeah.
That's kind of how the world is going right now.
The world is changing. You either adapt or die, correct?
Yeah, if you want to win, this is how it now happens.
Well, he just said he was dead, so he's not changing, man. He's not going to do it.
Couple other notable names on that list. Luke Fickell, Mike Norvell, Bill Belichick, Shane Beamer, and everyone's favorite, Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, but it's their year.
It is their year.
They're going to win it all. They're so good now.
I mean,
Who on that list is going to be the first one fired?
The first one out of
Bill Belichick's my guess.
Out of the scalding hot seat, out of Fickell, Norvell, Dave Aranda, Mike Locksley, Bill Belichick, or Shane Beamer?
Ooh, Locksley's on there.
Locksley is on there. Ooh. I don't think Locksley will get fired because Maryland has a tradition of starting 5-0.
Yeah, they'll be like 6-0 going into
the Ohio State game.
Yeah.
The seventh week of the year. They will be 5-0 or 6-0 going into that game. They will lose that, then lose every other game.
Happens every year.
The rest of the year. That's just the way. That's the Mike Locksley, that's the Terrapin way. I think Bill Belichick is
that's probably the one. I mean, their GM's in some hot water down there still,
right? Do we know what
he's on administrative leave, I think. Yeah. At least that's the last I saw of it.
I love that Shane Beamer is on this list when SEC fans assure me every single year that South Carolina is a really dangerous team.
And me last year. I did that.
Oh, you were all about the quarterback last year.
Lenora Sellers? Yeah,
yeah
Dylan
yeah, everybody
Stewart.
Everybody was all in on him.
Nick Harbor, I'm like, guys, these guys are really good. Watch out.
The Gamecocks are about to turn it around.
And then I watched a couple of games. I'm like, guys, these guys are not very good.
Yeah, well,
but you know what? I said it at the beginning of the year, and I had to ride with them. And now,
like me and Morocco.
I'm just saying, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're Moroccan. I'm South Carolinan. South Carolinan? Yeah, I think that sounds right. It's probably the way that you say it. Bill Belichick is, I think, a candidate for that. Their first few games of the year, not easy. TCU to start out the season. That's Thursday night or a Wednesday night.
Week zero?
Yeah. Yeah, that is week zero. It's a noon game. Yeah, so that's going to be, yeah.
The Thursday night at noon.
No, yeah,
Thursday night at noon.
It
is, game, yeah.
I had it flipped in my mind.
They're going to show it at night. They're going to play the game at noon.
Big noon at night. I had it in my mind that Ohio State played September 2nd, but they play September 5th. So August 29th at noon against TCU. That makes sense. That's a Saturday. That is week zero. They get East Tennessee State back in the States September 12th at noon. And then it's Clemson, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh for them. In their next three games. I mean, you could seriously be looking at a situation in which North Carolina starts the year 1-4. And if that's the case, and if Mike Lombardi is still
Whatever he's got going on.
Yeah, then I think North Carolina would have to probably pull the plug.
See, the way that'll actually work for the college football season in most years, they'll be 1-4, and that one will be the Notre Dame game.
Yeah. The East Tennessee loss, East Tennessee State loss, and then they're 0-3. And then Bill Belichick pulls a miracle and beats Notre Dame and keeps them out of the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah,
I would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
I think that sounds like a rather fun idea.
That would be great.
Yeah, I'm in, Nate. You've sold me.
All right, I'm good with that one.
Anything else for us?
USA Today also put out another list of the 10 freshmen that might make the biggest impact, and one Chris Henry Jr. finds himself on this list.
Yeah, it was an interesting list that I was reading over. I knew that Ohio State would have a player on this list even before I clicked it, but there's so many.
We might have a couple.
There's so many to choose from because we've talked about all of them, you know, like these freshmen coming in and Jay Timmons having his black stripe.
That's the one I thought of, Jay Timmons. I mean, he's running with the ones right out the gate during camp, so like. He's going to be somebody
that
we rely on.
Got to be one that we're watching out for. Legend Bay, who we've talked about a ton here on this program, would be another one. Brock Boyd, I think, would be a good candidate as well for a breakout player. Obviously, Chris Henry is a pretty good one. But, if they were only having to go with one, Jay-Z, you're saying that you're going with Jay Timmons.
I'm probably going to go Jay Timmons on that one. Yeah, I think they see a lot of good stuff in him. I mean, to have him out there running, I mean, nickel, whatever, you know, slot cornerback right now, I think that's just a building block. And, you know, they're going to have packages for him to be on the field. And, you know, who knows what that looks like at the end of the year?
I don't know. I have no idea. But, I mean, we saw Devin Sanchez playing the Texas game.
Yep.
And then he got better towards the end of the year. And now he's a lockdown product.
Well, we hope so, anyways. Seems like it.
He talks the game.
I love him coming out and naming receivers. That's awesome. They just go out there and do it now.
Cornerbacks have a different psyche, man.
They have to.
Yeah.
You know how hard that is to be on an island single play?
I've never experienced
Neither
that.
Neither have I, but I beat a few of them back in the day.
But it looks hard.
Yeah.
It looks
it's not easy.
Hardest thing to do on a football
run
field.
Run as fast as you can everywhere you go in this
and react to a guy that runs a 4.25 40.
Exactly.
Okay, sure. Yep. I can do that.
I got that.
On a dime while a football's in the air and without having to get a penalty every time I try to stop someone.
It's amazing. So,
or targeting when I hit.
If he can be a lockdown guy, that helps that defense out so much more, and I think he will be.
I mean, just incredibly difficult job cornerbacks have.
Yes.
I don't envy him.
Nope.
But they do make a good amount of money.
Never try to do it.
When they get into the NFL, they make a good amount of money, so they're fine. Carson Hensman, he spoke to the media today. You're going to hear from him coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The Buckeyes are number one, and you can hear all the games here on The Fan, which is also number one. Coincidence? I think not. Your home of champions, The Fan.
When it's too...
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The future of recycling is now at Rumpke Waste and Recycling. The recycling leader has opened North America's largest, most technologically advanced recycling center right here in Central Ohio. This one-of-a-kind facility features interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the ability to process over 60 tons of recycled material per hour. Rumpke is committed to recycling and sustainability efforts. And for more than 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure the items you place in your recycling bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in our landfill and more of it to good use.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more, and the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing spot of Ohio State Athletics.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams, the agile, get it done teams, the achieve more together teams, and the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Retirement from football hits everyone differently.
For Devere Posey and Dane Sanzenbacher, it means sitting around watching sports clips on the internet
and arguing about them.
Search for Didn't Catch That on YouTube and subscribe.
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with Modern Office Methods, your award-winning managed print services provider. We know how to help your business reduce the cost of office printing by identifying necessary print and paper waste. We can improve your printer fleet and decrease the amount of printer frustration. Why wait? Start saving time and money today. Start with our comprehensive print fleet assessment by going to momnet.com and click on free assessment.
Things are popping at Al's Delicious Popcorn. With over 80 flavors to choose from, we have something for everyone. From classics like caramel cashew, white cheddar, and our famous vanilla butternut, to new flavors like chicken and waffles and spicy barbecue. They are all made fresh and they are all delicious. Visit us online at alspopcorn.com or come see us and experience the best service in town at 1500 Bethel Road in Columbus. Al's Delicious Popcorn.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
I'll look for a 60% chance of rain and storms tonight across central Ohio with some fog by Thursday morning. Then we're going to watch for a 40% chance of additional rain and thunderstorms during the day. Highs in the middle 80s. On Friday, the chance of rain and storms goes higher and high temperatures in the middle 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
4 out of 5 dentists recommend this show. The other dentist is a Michigan fan. Yuck. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy Jay-Z here this evening. I'll let you know that we're here on the Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. What would you do with $12.5 billion? Would you buy the Los Angeles Lakers?
You almost have to do something if you have that kind of money.
First of all, you don't.
He's going to be bored. I mean, I guess I'll find things to take my time up.
Would you buy the Cleveland Browns? I think $12.5 gets you the Browns. I think, it, I think 100% it does.
Yeah, I'll buy it for $12.5.
One of my favorite. Yeah, that might too.
That might be the going price for the Browns nowadays.
One of my favorite quotes of all time. It's from a video game. And you go, what are you going to do? Or, like, do you think you could spend $1 billion in your lifetime? I'll die trying.
Yeah. We would all die early, too, probably.
I would definitely die early. Yeah. You and me for sure, buddy.
No doubt.
We would be on a fast track. Yeah. But I feel like I could spend $1 billion in a lifetime easily.
Yeah, you buy enough. You know, buy a yacht.
I would put on my own concerts.
Yeah, you could make money.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, so then you're not running out of the $1 billion. The $1 billion is not
Philly. The money you're making on $1 billion every year is got to be insane, right?
Yeah, it's an astonishing amount of money.
It's a couple million dollars? $100 million?
If you get a 3% return on your investment.
Yeah, do that math.
You get a 3% return on your investment of $1 billion. That's $30 million annually.
Yeah, so, golly, these guys are so rich.
3% of $1 billion is $30 million.
You could do a lot with it.
Yeah, you could do a lot.
I definitely would die trying.
Yeah. Actually, sure. Now that I'm saying it out loud, that might be extraordinarily hard to spend. But
you just have every toy.
I would have a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah. Houses, yachts, planes.
Everything.
Give it all to me.
Yeah.
Gosh,
I could.
Then the problem is all of your houses are not making money.
That is true.
Well, not rent them out, Airbnb them.
Yeah, not if
if you got that kind of money, you don't care about making money because you're making
money regardless. Even if you don't want to make money,
yeah,
you're still making it. Yeah, absolutely.
Man, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
God, it would just be a blast.
Would you still be sitting here right now?
Oh, no chance. No way. Absolutely.
Oh, I love the Bucks too much. Yeah, I'd be talking Bucks.
I would be talking about it.
Your
but
own
I'm not,
radio station.
Yeah. I know. I'd buy the station. Yeah, and do whatever I wanted.
And you
with
guys
it.
Could talk
would,
about
would be
it.
Be on every show that was on the station all day long. Brandon Beam.
Yeah, why not? It's just me.
Yeah, just you.
Just talking about whatever I want to. All right, today
this
I
is
spent,
my sports station.
I used to joke about my old stations like, I'm going to win Powerball and buy the old station, and I'm going to play whatever I want. Only 5 people will enjoy it, but those 5 people will think it's the best.
That's right. I think you should. That would be a pretty good
I'm
idea.
I'm the captain now. I'm playing whatever I want.
Yeah, let's do it. But yeah, I think, I mean, if you had that kind of money, would you, if you were going to buy one sports team, would you buy the Browns? Would that be it for you? Or would you become like a mega donor to Ohio State to make sure that they have like the best roster every year?
You could probably do both.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Yeah, I mean, you'd probably buy the Browns.
Well, because I'm pretty sure that, why am I blanking on the Browns owner?
Haslam?
Yeah, he just gave a huge gift to Tennessee, didn't he?
I do believe.
Like hundreds of millions
of
dollars.
Somebody from that organization was on the Buckeye Cruise at one point in time and gave $250,000 for a set of gold pants.
Wow.
Well, it was like a set of all the gold pants from over the years in a really nice frame, but it wasn't a $250,000 frame. I'll tell you. Now, the pants, I mean, you can put any price you want on those.
Priceless.
Yes, priceless.
To some people.
To some. And Yeah, but then they're doing okay there at Flying J.
I think they're doing just fine. You know, they had their problems a little bit of time ago.
Yeah, you know, we're past that now.
Everything is all good. But yeah, Lakers sold for $12.5 billion. They were just sold last year for $10 billion.
Return on investment, right? I mean,
yeah, that's, you know, a nice 25% return on investment after holding
it. I'll tell
you
what, the viewership in the NBA must be up. Numbers. I didn't think that
I
was
get
the
it for the Lakers. Like, the Lakers, you know, the premier franchise in the NBA. If you were going to own a team like the Lakers, I get, but like.
And I assume you get like ownership of like Staples or whatever they're calling it now, yeah, which makes money in over fist.
But I don't think they own that, do they? Do they own the Staples
Center? I wouldn't be surprised if they don't. I would. Do you think the city owns it?
I don't know who owns that. I don't think it's.
You have $12.5 billion. You do now.
You can buy it.
It comes with a deal.
Remember when Shad Khan a couple of years ago wanted to buy Wembley Stadium,
yeah,
like the English national team stadium over in London, like, and then everyone in England was like, "No, you can't." Can't do that. And then people in Jacksonville were like, no, don't do that, because you're gonna move the team over there. Yeah, just imagine being that wealthy to be like, can I just buy this thing?
Just,
I don't even need the team.
Like,
all right?
You go to a concert somewhere and you're like, I don't want to buy this place.
Man, that place looks really nice. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Let's just, you know,
restaurant, you're just like, oh, I'm gonna buy this restaurant.
How much for this?
Yeah.
Ah, here you go. Here's a check. So yeah, there you go. Lakers selling for $12.5 billion a little bit earlier today. Here was Carson Hinsman a little bit earlier as well over at a Woody Wednesday. Does there need to be an urgency in his mind about naming a starting five for the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always good to have options. Obviously, you would like to know exactly who your starting five is, just because offensive line is very different than a lot of other positions where it's not like we don't really rely on a lot of people. A lot of people rely on us. And so for us to have a really firm foundation of what we do and how we're going to do it together, I mean, and it can be just as small as like how we communicate. And for a lot of the guys, like, you need those reps together, and you need to have a little bit of cohesion because when you get into high-stress situations like, you know, Texas, Indiana, Iowa, at home against Oregon, like, all that kind of stuff, like, you need to be able to learn how to communicate together, and you know, like, okay, if I'm in this double team, this is how I know this guy's going to play and stuff like that. And so it's important to have the cohesion. Then again, it's also really great that we have so many guys that have gotten so many reps that cohesion kind of, you know, transcends the whole – yeah, a lot we got right now.
That was a yes and no. it was an answer, non-answer. Like, yeah, is there an urgency? Yeah, we need the cohesion and working together.
And here's all the reasons why this is good for us.
That's a veteran right there.
But
that's a good answer by Carson.
But it's good to have depth, you know. And it's good to. I mean, you look back at the last couple of years. There's always going to be something happening on that. Some shifting going around. Somebody out for a game, or this or that, the other. The year we won a national championship, we lost our starting center the week of the first playoff game, right?
Well, yeah.
Donovan Jackson had to bump out to left tackle at Penn State, I think it was.
They were dealing with hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Yeah, to start the year. So, I mean, it is really good to have depth, to have these, younger guys who you thought maybe would take over, getting those reps, just because at some point you may need that.
But also, until you're in the situation, like, you're not going to.
But you don't know what it's going to look like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I would like to have the starting five, and I think Ryan understands that. I mean, I think
they all understand.
I mean, he came out with the Big Ten media and said, hey, 7 to 10 practices or whatever it was, mm-hmm. Those numbers. I mean, we're hoping to have this nailed down by then, because I think there is a benefit to letting those guys practice with each other and really do get that feel for, all right, hey, double team, like Carson was just talking about. Like, mm-hmm. How's the guy to my right or my left? How does he handle these? How does he? Because everybody plays it a little bit differently.
Everybody communicates differently,
and you want to be at a point, come the end of the season where you don't have to say anything to a guy. You just know what he's going to do.
Like, we're good.
We're so money. Like, mm-hmm. We're good. We know we're passing this off, or we know what we're doing here. I know where he's going to be. Like, that is a huge
stunts
thing.
Coming. Backers filling. Okay,
exactly.
You got him.
But with that being said, it's good to get these younger guys reps. You never know what's going to happen, but you do want to have your best five. You want to give them a few weeks, of just being there, understanding it, and being on that offensive line together.
What about Carson Hinsman's thought about the guy who he's snapping the ball to, Julian Sand, how his voice has grown on and off the field going into his second year?
So he's going to hate me. So we were looking at progress pictures. Anyway, I mean, I looked like you picked me up from a shack off the road. Like, I was like 255 pounds, like all skin and bones. I had a gross looking chin strap. My beard isn't much better. But like, Jules looked like a little French girl. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and the way he's developed, not only his body, like, is completely different. Like, completely different. I mean, that dude can roll now. Like, when he's talking in the huddle, the confidence he has, when he's being able to, like, zip that ball, like, you can hear it, like, literally whistle behind your ear. And it gives us confidence to have a quarterback who can go out there and be, like, you know, have a little bit of swagger about him. Like, I was mentioning on the radio a couple days ago, like, not, like, fake confidence when the noise gets loud and it's a big moment, but, like, he's got some stuff to him, you know what I mean? And so it's cool to have that kind of confidence, not only from your OC, but from a quarterback that you would love to play for.
One, I think the main takeaway of what he's saying there at the very end is that is not going unnoticed about Julian Sain and the way that he's carrying himself. Jeremiah Smith said it at Big Ten Media Days as well. And Julian Sain's like, I don't know what he's talking about. I feel like the same guy. But also now you have Carson Hinsman saying he's moving in a little bit mm-hmm. of a different way. Second of all, calling your quarterback a young French girl is awesome. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's like a porcelain doll, you know, maybe something along those lines.
Draw me like your French girl.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, I mean, that's remarkable.
I love that. I mean, it just shows like, I mean, when I was there, like the offensive line, those were my guys. You know, I lived with a bunch of them. I would always try and hang out with them. We'd go to Roosters together. Like, I was always just wanted to be around them.
They're usually the most fun group on the team.
Well, they're that, but they also protected my, you know, my butt. So it's like, I wanted to be good friends with them. I wanted them to care, you know, mm-hmm. in a way. And the banter back and forth, like, that's great. That's what a locker room is about. I'm sure it's not the first time Julian's probably heard that.
It's probably, yeah, the nicest thing that's been said.
Exactly. You know, because you can just do that. And when you know you can do that with a quarterback, like last year, they wouldn't have said that about Julian because, well, he's in a battle. We're not going to, you know, put anything else on him at this moment in time. But now, you know, they can tell the difference in him. He's more of a guy with them, you know, in a way. He's been a starter.
He's their guy now. Yeah, he's been through the fire, right?
So, I mean, that little French girl, that's going to be around the rest of the year, too. And it's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's not going anywhere.
So, he's going to hate me. So, we were looking at, like, progress pictures. Anyway, I mean, I looked like...
He threw himself under the bus.
Yeah, so, he did that. 55 pounds, like all skin and bones. I had a gross looking chin strap. My beard isn't much better. But like, Jules looked like a little French girl. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like,
first, yeah, you're right. He threw himself under the bus.
Yeah.
I had a terrible looking chin strap.
My beard's not much better.
It's jab, but
he looked like a little French girl.
Jab, jab, and wham, uppercut.
Oh, that's just great.
That's good. That's
you
good
love that. I mean, you love getting that from your center, too. Because you know what Julian's going to do? You might pull out a little early, you know, a couple times and, you know, a little payback on the old center.
Carson, what's going on today?
Yeah.
You'll run a lap.
Yeah, exactly.
See how you like it, buddy.
Well, go ahead and tag yourself. That's fine.
Dave Biddle of Bucknuts. He's going to join the program. We'll recap the first few days of camp with him coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
For 30 years, Schumacher Homes has been building affordable custom homes throughout the Buckeye State. Experience true customization on your land, your way, without any compromises. Come visit any of our 9 Ohio model home and design studio locations to see the latest in design trends and learn about our award-winning building process, or start online at SchumacherHomes.com. You'll be surprised how affordable a custom home will be. Schumacher Homes, proud home building sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland. Join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time for your daily dose of vitamin B. B stands for Buckeyes, just in case that wasn't clear. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
B also stands for Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, which is where we go now, to another B in Biddle. He is Dave Biddle. Bids, what's happening, buddy? How was the storm for you? Everything still standing in your house? You all good? How's the family doing?
Mostly. I mean, like, a tree in our backyard is like it's half still standing, but doing good, man. Good to see you out of practice and seeing Beamer Jr. And yeah, man, we're off and running.
I was telling Jay-Z a little bit earlier. I'm like, you know, Thursday and Friday, we didn't get to go. He wasn't feeling that great. He woke up Saturday. He was like, are we going to Buckeye camp? I said, yep, today's the day. We're going to do it. And lucky for me, I got to see two entire plays, Bid. So I've felt really informed coming in here on Monday doing the show after seeing a lot of practice. How was practice for you? What were your biggest takeaways?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing so far is probably like the rise of Isaiah West. Like I heard all offseason, you know, for people I trust, like, hey, Isaiah, this is going to be a legit battle for RB1 between Bo Jackson and Isaiah West. And it definitely is. Like it's one of those things, guys, where I was like, I got to see it first. Like, I know I was impressed with Isaiah last year, averaged 5.3 yards per carry as a freshman. But Bo, like, was the only fifth, you know, true freshman in Ohio State history to go over 1,000 yards as a running back, averaged 6.1 yards per carry. I think this is, you know, if you're a Buckeye fan, I think this is a great development, not a good development, because this is not like Bo Jackson taking a step down, in my opinion. This is Isaiah West raising his game, and that's going to rise all boats. And I think, you know, we saw it 2 years ago, and we see it all the time. Like, you need two running backs, and yeah, I think Bo Jackson and Isaiah West are going to be 1A and 1A, kind of like what we saw a couple years ago, and then Jacoby Jackson looks good as the third running back. And there's a lot of stories. I mean, you know, just Devin McEwen, the way he's looking. But I think Isaiah West is probably the biggest story of camp so far.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they work that backfield, because, I mean, did the first couple of days I was there, it looked like Jacoby was the second guy in, and then I heard Legend came back on Saturday, and he was kind of maybe that third guy. So that's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on. Defensively, first time seeing a lot of these new guys that we brought in. Anybody jump out at you in the first few days of practice there?
Yeah, for sure, Jay-Z. I think James Smith is probably the guy I'm looking at the most on that. The three guys they brought in on the defensive line, and I like all three of them. With D tackles, James Smith and John Walker, and then defensive end Quay Russo, all those guys are going to play a lot. Right now, all three of them running with the second team. I can't imagine James Smith is going to be your typical second team D lineman. They're going to rotate those guys up front, you know. And I think, you know, replacing Caden McDonald's tough. You know, and Caden Curry, those are the two best defensive linemen on the team last year. But I like the depth they have this year with Kenyatta Jackson coming back. He's the only returning starter on the defensive line. I think he's going to take that next step this year. He had a good year last year, 6.5 sacks, as we know. But, like, I think he can, you know, provide what Caden Curry provided last year, which was first team All Big Ten, you know, 11 sacks, somewhere around there. But Caden McDonald, that's the big loss for me. But I think strength in numbers, you know, with James Smith, with Will Smith Jr. stepping up, Edric Houston, John Walker, Jason Moore, I think, you know, they've got good depth there at D tackle and defensive end as well, with Bo Atkinson stepping up. I know a lot of Buckeye fans weren't happy, guys, to hear that Bo Atkinson was taking first team reps at defensive end, because he didn't really do much last year. I get it, but like 2 years ago at North Carolina, he was very, very productive, 7.5 sacks, and then he had a tremendous offseason. So I think Buckeye fans need to give Bo Atkinson, you know, a chance this year as a fifth-year guy, and then Zion Grady is going to play a lot as well. So I really like the depth they have on the defensive line.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Bo Atkinson, because that's somebody that we've heard who's done a lot of work with Mick, getting, you know, more flexible, trying to get some more bendy to him. So I'm glad you touched on that. Secondary-wise, and we got Earl Little, Terry Moore. I mean, we got Timmons. Timmons is running with the ones now. Like, what do you think Patricia's going to be able to do with these guys? Who do you think is going to be those first four or five DBs that are out there, you know, come Ball State?
Yeah, it's a lot like the defensive line. I really like the depth there, Jay-Z. Like, Timmons, like, it's a lot like Sanchez, Devin Sanchez last year. Like, is he going to be a starter? Maybe. Is he going to play a lot? For sure. Timmons has been taking a lot of like first team reps at nickel. That's huge, and they can move guys around. You know, Jermaine Matthews can play outside corner, which he has. He can move inside to nickel. I think Dominic Kelly was an absolute steal. Like, I thought, guys, when Dominic Kelly transferred from Georgia to Ohio State this past offseason, he played as a true freshman just a little bit last year at Georgia. He was he reclassified. He was supposed to still be like high school senior last year. Reclassified, didn't play that much, and then Ohio State got him, and I'm like, okay, probably a depth piece, maybe in the future he can work out. No, not at all. Dominic Kelly looks really good. So I think with Earl Little Jr. and, you know, Terry Moore and those guys, I think Earl Little Jr. is going to be a big time get for those guys. So I would guess they're going to go Devin Sanchez at corner, Jermaine Matthews at corner. We'll see. I mean, it looks like right now Jay Timmons could be the nickel with Earl Little Jr. and Jalen McClain as the safeties, but Terry Moore is going to play a lot. Leroy Roker is going to play a lot. They have other guys as well. I mean, Cam Calhoun's another one they brought in from the portal. They did a really good job of filling needs in the portal. I don't think they got like a ton of star power in the portal, but that's okay because they did a really good job filling needs in the portal, in my opinion.
We've got Dave Biddle of Bucknuts with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Bid, since we've talked about the defensive line and the defensive backfield, I think it's only natural to talk about the linebackers. To you, I mean, who's the third man, the second man in that rotation going to be behind Peyton Pierce in your estimation? What's that looking like?
Yeah, I mean, Christian Allegro is going to probably be the other starter, you know, coming in from Wisconsin. He also can play defensive end. He's going to move around. You know, I think obviously Peyton Pierce and Christian Allegro, and then Riley Pettijohn would be like the next one I would mention. He's been getting some first team reps. Obviously, a big time recruit out of Texas, played as a freshman last year. He looks good out there, number five. I've always been impressed with TJ Alford as well, Beamer and Jay-Z. Like, I mean, TJ Alford looked really good in the spring. We've never seen this at Ohio State where they lose. We've seen them lose two first-round linebackers in the same class. I mean, like AJ and Bobby. We've never seen them lose two like linebackers that went in the first seven picks of the draft. And like, if you talk to Little Animal, he'll tell you he still loves his room, and I can see why. Are they going to be as good as they were last year without Arvell and Sonny? I'm not going to say that because that'd be disrespectful to those guys. But I don't think it's going to be a weakness. I still think it's going to be a strength, even if they take a mini step back, because Peyton Pierce, Christian Allegro, Riley Pettijohn, TJ Alford, and they got some guys behind them too, you know, like with Garrett Stover. I know Sincere Johnson is a freshman, but he didn't look like a freshman. About time the Buckeyes got somebody out of Glenville that's going to do anything, right? I have jokes, but I really like the linebacking core. But I think Riley Pettijohn, to answer your question, is probably that him and TJ Alford are probably those next guys in.
Just to go back to the offensive side of the ball, I know they, you know, I don't know if you were as surprised as I was on Thursday morning, where in the first 5 minutes of them being on the field, they kind of put out the idea of Ian Moore at left tackle, Saraveld at right guard. I know they've bounced around here, you know, since then, moving guys in and out. Did you take anything away from that? Did you see an offensive line that you liked or thought maybe looked better than the other? Or is it still just a wait and see what happens here, maybe, you know, come scrimmage time Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be surprised if what we saw initially, Jay-Z, if that's not like the starting O-line when they go out there against Ball State, and then more importantly against Texas. Meaning, I think Ian Moore will be the starting left tackle, and Austin Saraveld will be the starting right guard. Other three spots, you know, as assumed, with Luke Montgomery at left guard, Hinsman at center. By the way, I love having a fifth-year senior at center who is a four-year starter. That is awesome. And then Philip Daniels at right tackle. But they also like Josh Padilla a lot. He can play center and guard. You know, the other guys they like as well. But I think Ian Moore at left tackle and Saraveld at right guard is the best move for this team. And Arthur Smith talked about that a little bit today after practice. We talked to him, and you know, obviously they're not going to tell us for sure what they're doing, but I'll be surprised when they run out there, when they run out there for the season opener, if it's not Ian Moore at left tackle and Austin Saraveld at right guard.
I also mentioning Carson Hensman being a fifth year guy and a fourth year starter. He sounds like it behind the microphone. I mean, cause he was doling out shots to Julian Sand and really expounding on answers while, you know, avoiding questions. Like, that was some like veteran job behind the microphone that he did today earlier at the Woody Bids.
I love it. I mean, he's earned that, right? I mean, like, yeah. He's always been a character. Like, I've always loved Carson Hensman, and yeah, to get another year of him behind center, or you know, playing center, not behind center, playing center, and then, you know, more importantly for me, getting a chance to interview him for another year is awesome. But look, seriously, like, he's like on the Remington Award watch list. Like, that'd be awesome for that young man to win the Remington Award. Everything he's been through, kind of was thrust into action before he was ready. He'll be the first one to tell you that. As a redshirt freshman, when Luke Whippler, turned pro after his third year sophomore season, then Carson started all 12 games as a redshirt freshman in the regular season. Kind of was in the doghouse for that Cotton Bowl, and then had to work his way out of the doghouse during the national championship season. At first, was starting at left guard, and eventually took back over at center. So I really think very highly of Carson Hensman. And guys, I know how the season ended last year at the offensive line. I know they got their butts kicked against Indiana and Miami, but I am bullish on this offensive line. Like, they have 91 career starts coming back combined, and I like the depth. I like the starters, and I think Arthur Smith, being a former offensive lineman himself at North Carolina, broke into the coaching profession as an O-line coach. I think he's going to help a lot. I'm very bullish on this O-line this year.
Bids, before we get you out of here, you just mentioned Arthur Smith right there. In your mind, what does this offense look like with him in charge? I know it's not going to stray too far away from a Ryan Day offense, but now he's out there calling the plays, doctoring things up. What does this look like to you when we get to September 5th against Ball State?
Yeah, I think more efficient than they were last year. I think they're going to move adjust the tempo more. People like kind of like more of like a baseball pitcher. Last year they were just kind of like curveball, changeup. You know, This year I think they might mix a fastball in there a little bit too. And I think he's going to do a good job. You know, 2 years ago with Chip Kelly, they were like one of the better teams in the nation, short yardage, goal line, red zone efficiency. And then last year they were one of the worst teams in the nation, in those categories. I think he's going to help a lot in those categories. Third down, fourth down, goal line, short yardage, red zone efficiency. And he's got a lot of different run concepts too. And some of it's basic. Like you're saying, what are some of the wrinkles? They're going under center and they're doing play action. that's a wrinkle? Yeah, it kind of is. So I think we're going to look back on it and he's going to make a big impact, Arthur Smith.
Bids, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on this evening. Hope the rest of the week is good, buddy. Always appreciate you coming on here and we'll check in again soon, okay?
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
There he goes. Dave Biddle of Bucknuts with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We got an Ohio State fan poll for you, so we'll do that in hashtag Buckeyes next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Town Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob.
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll visit with former OSU great John Cook. Plus, we'll head to Memphis and talk PGA Tour playoffs with Golf Channel's Ron Cyrak.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
Inside the body, cancer divides. But inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer. And over 1,500 researchers, relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
The future of recycling is now at Rumpke Waste and Recycling. The recycling leader has opened North America's largest, most technologically advanced recycling center right here in Central Ohio. This one-of-a-kind facility features interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the ability to process over 60 tons of recycled material per hour. Rumpke is committed to recycling and sustainability efforts. And for more than 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure the items you place in your recycling bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in our landfills and more of it to good use.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at the Waterworks and header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Final segment for us here this lovely little Wednesday evening. Did you say the rain was over tonight?
It looked like it was over. 3% chance, my phone says.
Okay.
That's pretty good compared to the rest of the week.
Yeah, compared to what has been a pretty wild week here in Central Ohio. Nate, how was everything for you? How was your place, okay?
My place was all right. I had lost power for a little while, but I was out there as it was happening, like delivering some medications to some people. And I was like, I called my work, I'm like, I'm pulling over for a bit.
Yes.
You're going to see me on the side of a road for a little bit.
I'm going to get out of the way of this thing.
I couldn't imagine being on the road with that rain.
My stepdad, when he drove up, middle of the afternoon yesterday. So it was after the crazy morning storm. And then, another pretty significant one rolled in again. So he's like driving from Dayton up here to Columbus, and I'm talking to him on the phone. He's on, Bluetooth talking to me. He goes, I can't see anything. It was there's three lanes across on 70. Everyone has their flashers on, and I'm going 38 miles an hour.
Did you see the car get flipped?
It's insane.
I don't know. A tornado, I'm guessing, is what that was.
It's here. It's on 71.
That's crazy.
I think they're calling it a derecho, which is like it's a hurricane that is not near water, is what it was.
We had one 10 years ago.
Which is, I think, the correct term for it. So, yeah, we had a hurricane.
A land hurricane. Off of Lake Erie.
I don't know where it came from, but it had some bad intentions.
It did, man.
That sucker was nasty, man. Yeah. They recorded like 86-mile-an-hour winds over at John Glenn Airport yesterday.
So the course is okay. The trees didn't come down all over the place.
Oh, I've been texting golf course buddies over at Columbus Country Club.
I know Heritage had some trees down.
They've got a lot of them down.
I was like, I wouldn't drive around for a minute getting back to my day job, like right after. And like within like just like a 3-block radius, is like there was a tree or a branch or something down everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, our neighborhood was, you know, just an absolute disaster. Trees everywhere, power lines down. Like
what is Mother Nature doing?
I don't know.
I don't like her.
Is it? I mean, it seems like more intense than what it
everything
used to be.
Seems more. The wind this year, they turned the fan on a little bit higher this year. The rain in August. What are we doing? It's supposed to be dry. We're supposed to be having a drought right now, and it's just a week of rain.
I guess it is the El Nino, right? We are in the El Nino season. Do you know what El Nino means in Spanish?
Rain?
El the Nino. Nino is Spanish for the Nino. Yes. Thanks for picking up on that one, Nate. We got some Reds baseball to get you to coming up here at 8 o'clock. Before we get out of here today, though, our fan poll at 971thefan.com or on X, the Everything app, at 971thefan, sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Who will lead the Ohio State Buckeyes in carries this season? Bo Jackson, Isaiah West, Jacoby Jackson, or Legend Bay? Before we give our answers to this, I just want to put this out here that last year, if we go back 365 days ago, we were talking about James Peoples and CJ Donaldson being the starting running backs, right? And then Bo Jackson emerged. So before we give our answer, I thought it was important to say that this room, although not really proven, both of your quote unquote bell cow backs in Bo Jackson and Isaiah West missed time during spring. You also had missing time during spring Legend Bay. Legend Bay is a true freshman. You had Legend Bay miss the first two practices of fall camp. Bo Jackson is practicing with the twos. At least he was last week. I don't know what's been going on here this week. Not sure. But with that being said, I wouldn't feel comfortable guessing on any of these fronts. Who is going to lead the team in carries?
I mean,
because as of right now, the only thing we have to go with is those 3 days that we got to watch, and it would tell you that Isaiah West is going to be the starting running back. But again, the starting running backs at the beginning of last year were not the running backs who had the most carries on the team, and it wasn't due to injury.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily, you know, who starts, because we've had multiple backs go here.
All of these guys are going to play
3-4 years. I agree with that. Based off the first week of football, I'm guessing not much has changed since, you know, Saturday when you were there, or Thursday or Friday. I mean, you put, you know, Isaiah West out there with the ones, you're guessing.
And those reps are meaningful, man.
Unless something crazy happens during camp, an injury or he just all of a sudden forgets how to play or forgets everything that he's done this offseason.
Ball security issues, something pop up.
You would think this is the guy they have the most trust in at this moment. And unless something drastically changes during camp, you think he's going to be that guy. But you're also got a 1,000-yard guy in Bo. I mean, so you...
Who you paid a little bit more money to
get back, you know, when he threatened going in the portal, which at that point in time, I think we did a show that night, and I was like, let them all leave.
Yeah.
I'll go 8-4. I want guys who want to be Ohio State.
I remember
State
that. That was sky was falling.
I was upset.
And I think we talked to Berm that night, too, and we were... Berm had to, like, walk us back.
Yes, I was...
Yeah, you were...
I was ready for a losing season.
You were in a bad
way. Which
is
guys who wanted to be at Ohio State. But then we paid him, and now to see him, you know, it is what it is. He's got time to come back. I mean, camp is it's a long camp. A lot of stuff can happen in a long season. We're going to need both of these guys. We're going to need all four of these guys. You know, I don't think Legend is somebody that anybody thinks is going to get a ton of carries. I think he's more of a, spot guy. Hey, we're going to put you in some different positions, different spots, and we're going to use you because you are that talented.
We're going to get you into space.
Yes. And Jacoby's just a, you know, a guy who's been around for a long time, you know, dealt with a lot of injuries in his career.
Pounder, the hammer.
But he was running hard, and he had a couple nice runs in the first couple practices when I saw him. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be plenty to go around. I don't know. I mean, I would say Isaiah.
I would too.
You know, just because of what we've seen, you think he's going to be the first guy getting the carries, you know, come Ball State.
Yeah, all fun stuff for those guys right now. How was camp for you when you guys got into the hotel? Did you go hotel like immediately?
Because we lived in the Fawcett Center.
Oh,
I didn't get a hotel until like my junior year. And then it was the University Plaza, which was not renovated at the time. So it wasn't
the Blackwell.
It wasn't the Blackwell by any means, or the one that they get to stay in for. I think they're only there for like a week.
I think so.
I mean, we were in the Fawcett Center for 4 weeks, walking back and forth across
I didn't even know they had rooms over there.
Well, it used to be like a hotel. Now it's like office. They turned it into office buildings. But yeah, we had hotel rooms over there, and we would walk back and forth between the Woody and there for 4 weeks my freshman year. And it was hot. It wasn't rainy and 80 degrees. It was 90. It was 105 with water humidity.
Both ways.
And we had to walk up a huge hill.
5 miles both ways from the Fawcett Center to the Woody.
Yeah, it was the worst, but we somehow made it through.
We made it through to the other side. Can you believe it?
These kids have it so easy now. Yeah, they get buses from the hotel. Air conditioned. We didn't have air conditioned, Beam.
All right, so in this segment, we got all of them can leave. You know, that was back in March, whenever we were doing that show. And then my training camp was so much harder than what these guys had. We actually had 2-a-days.
Yeah.
We had to put our pads on once, take them off, and then put them back on when they're still soaking wet.
I think we even did
wet.
A 3-a-day a couple times back then.
Yeah,
now a coach would get hung for having a 3-a-day.
Yeah, there's just no way. You can't do it. No, you
players
can't do
it. They can't handle that.
We had a 3-a-day once. It was one of the worst days of my life. Absolutely terrible.
Those are the good old days. Yeah, I'd go back and do it all over
Reminisce about it. Jay-Z, I had a great time with you here this evening. So much fun. Let's do it again next Wednesday, shall we?
Yeah.
Everyone, enjoy the night. Stay dry, hopefully, and enjoy some Reds baseball on the Fan.